You're going to learn today.
Friday fun fact time, guys. Listen up. It's time to learn. I'm going to give you a couple of them. I'm doing it in a new way instead of just giving you one long one. I'm giving you some shorter ones. How about this? Mr. Rogers always mentioned out loud that he was feeding his fish. Any idea of why he would always do that? Like, you obviously can see he's feeding the fish if you're watching the show.
I don't know. For maybe blind children?
You are so smart, Liv. You get a gold star. Yes, he had a young blind viewer that once asked him to do that. So she wanted to know that the fishes were okay.
I need to feed the fish right away. There. I have some friends who get very concerned when I forget the fish during our visits. Well, I just wanted you to know that even if I forget to feed them when we're together, I come back later and feed them so they're always taken care of.
What a good guy, Mr. Rogers.
It's good to know that fish and animals and children are taken care of by those who can, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I like to take care of you.
It's a song for me
to
you guys.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Liv, I'm looking at you.
I like to take care of you.
Not really, but no, but Mr. Rogers was the man.
I loved Mr. Rogers. I only watched him when I was like super, super little.
So many lessons though, like that's an example though. He used to do so many things for kids that were watching there, like kids that may not have parents at home. He would always tell them like, hey, you know, make sure you hang up your coat when he came in there and put things away just to keep things cleaned up. Maybe they didn't have that kind of discipline in their household. So he's a cool dude. How about this? During Prohibition, moonshiners would wear cow shoes. They were kind of like a fancy little pair of hoof prints, but they were at the bottom, like tacked onto shoes.
Wow,
and
genius.
They help the distillers kind of smuggle and evade police. Because this cow's here.
They can't track them. Like when they're walking through and stuff like that, they can't track them as human. They think they're just cows. Genius.
I know.
What people will do for alcohol. Incredible.
Yeah, I know. The only thing we'll actually try for. Do you guys ever play with Nerf toys when you were younger? Or maybe still as an adult?
Duh, Nerf guns. Nerf guns are fun at all ages.
They are. Now I'm jealous because of Fortnite. Like, I've seen some of these things my little brother Michael has. They're like assault weapons. They're pretty dope.
Assault weapons?
Yeah, they're like semi. These things can shoot so many little darty things at people.
Oh, they're like still Nerf guns, but they're more extreme.
Yeah, they're like semi-automatic. I'm like, when I had a Nerf gun, it's like.
And then you have to like go run and like find the one Nerf that you could load into the gun.
Yep, and it's like, oh great, you bent it, Joe. Way to go. Now it doesn't shoot anywhere. It's just stuck in the chamber. Well, their first sales pitch for the Nerf ball was, Nerf, you can't hurt babies or old people.
No way, really?
Yeah, which is true, but I mean, in reality...
That's hilarious.
You kind of can, though. If you do it just right, you could hurt a baby or an old person. And finally, if you're into movies, this is kind of interesting. Before settling on the Seven Dwarves' names as we know them today, Disney kind of struggled, and these are the real names that they had. Tell me if you like these that they were going to consider. Chesty, Tubby, Burpee, Deffy, Hickey... Wheezy and Awful.
Oh my gosh, those are so...
How offensive, right?
I mean, I would definitely be called Burpee.
Yes.
You would be called Chesty.
Or Tubby, I could do both.
And then Porkchop would be Awful. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no, that would definitely stick.
Oh, Porkchop, we're just joking.
That's your Friday Fun Facts here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.